State champion wrestler Rawson Iwanicki from St. John's Prep is joining us here on MSONewsSports.com. And Rawson, welcome. Congratulations on the award.
Hi, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Man, the high school season is over. You've graduated. We'll talk about wrestling in just a moment at the high school level, but you are still very busy. You were competing in a national kind of a club thing this past weekend. Where was that? And tell me all about it, and how did you do?
So that was in Virginia Beach. It's called NHSCA National Duels. I competed with Smitty's Wrestling Barn. I think I did pretty well. My overall record was 8-1. I had one loss to a pretty tough kid. And our team made it to the third day, which is an accomplishment in itself. That means that we were the top 32 teams in the country. So that's a pretty good accomplishment for our team. And I think also getting some hard matches kind of showed me, where I stand right now in my skill set and what I need to improve on. So it was a good weekend overall, and I think the team showed up and performed pretty well.
And just for our listeners, and we'll get into this in just a moment or two, but you're going to be wrestling at Columbia. Let me follow up on that in just a moment, but back to this thing in Virginia Beach. How many area wrestlers went down to this with you?
From New England?
Yeah, yeah.
So we had 14 kids on the roster with us for Smitty's, and then we also had two different kids at two different weights that double wrestled. So really, we had 16 kids from New England that came with us from New Hampshire, Massachusetts, all over that go to Smitty's.
So where is Smitty's? Where is that located?
Smitty's is in Kingston, New Hampshire.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a great club. It's a mix of kids, though. It's kids from Massachusetts, kids from New Hampshire as well, and some Maine kids that want to make the trek down because it's a great club. But kids from all over, just because it's really on the border of Massachusetts and New Hampshire. So anyone that wants to make that trip can, and I'm one of those kids from Massachusetts. So.
Got it. Okay. And I should also note here that you are going to be wrestling come next school year for Columbia when you attend Columbia University. But you're also headed down there today as we speak, as a matter of fact, from what I understand.
That is correct. Yeah, I'm actually getting my stuff ready to go right now and hit the road so I can get to training session. And even I just wrestled yesterday, but there's always improvements to be made. So. Trying to get down there as soon as possible to get some practice in.
Can't wait to hang up with me and close that suitcase and get going. So what happens down there? I mean, tell me about that, and what do you anticipate as being the challenge moving as from a state championship wrestler at St. John's Prep, an outstanding program, to the Ivy Leagues?
Well, I think that the change is going to be very difficult, right? Being in any Division I wrestling room is no joke. Every kid that's in there is likely a state champ from a different state because they recruit all over the country. So when I walk into that room, it's like I'm at square one again, right? It feels like I'm going to be like a freshman back at St. John's Prep again. So it's like the cycle is restarting, and I'm honestly just excited to be able to go out there and kind of prove to everyone that the Massachusetts kid can make a name for himself on a Division I team. So, lots of competition coming up with other teammates and stuff, and trying to get that starting spot. But I am really excited for that competition.
Well, best of luck to you there. Now, let me. You mentioned about starting over, but where did wrestling start, and when did it start for you? How old were you? And give me the circumstances of how you got into wrestling.
I actually started wrestling in third grade, and it was not my first choice of sports. I tried practically every sport. I played soccer, I did basketball, baseball, and then I even switched up to fencing, swimming. This is all because I couldn't play football, because I wanted to play football so bad. All my friends played football. It looked like a fun sport, and it was just the thing to do. But my mom didn't want me to because she the head injuries and everything. But one day we were, trying to figure out what sport she wanted me to play, and she saw an ad in the newspaper for AYS, that's Andover Youth Wrestling, and she asked me if I'd be interested, and I was like, yeah, why not? So I tried it out. honestly, I didn't love it at first. I was really scared out on the mat, and I definitely didn't take a liking to it right off the bat. But I think I learned to get an appreciation for it over time. It definitely took some time.
Well, that's actually a great story. But let's just jump to high school. So, I mean, how do you summarize your high school season, your career, if you will, in a state championship, and one or two questions from me, if you will. But how would you summarize your wrestling career at St. John's Prep?
I think that that's a tough one. I think encapsulating the entire my entire career in a sentence is in itself very difficult, just because I've learned so much just from the, one season alone can teach you so much. I think that,
Rawson, let me try this at you. Let me circle around and go back a different way. So how would you say you've grown from your junior year to your just completed senior year at the Prep?
Oh, yeah, that's a good way to... So I think junior year, I did have another dominant season that I ended undefeated. But I was struggling to find, what I wanted to do in college. And that was a real difficulty for me. So I think going into from my junior year to my senior year, I kind of had to kind of grind in the off season before that, and that taught me a lot that you can have a very good junior season and still not end up in the goals reach the goals that you want. And that for me was Division I wrestling. So kind of taught me that you can almost have a perfect season, but not reach exactly where you want your goals to be. And going into senior season, I eventually committed to Columbia and reached that goal, but it did almost humble me.
No, great. Good story. So let me ask you about this Moynihan Award is an athletic and an academic award, mixing the two together. So academically, I mean, your grade point average, everything's fantastic at the Prep, but what would be what's your favorite subject, if you will? Is it math, English? What is your favorite subject at while you've been at the Prep?
It has been English. I think English is my strong point. I can sit down and crank out an essay in an hour if I really need to. And I think also it's also more of an interesting subject. I like to learn about different writers and poets and stuff, and digesting literature is really interesting to me as well.
Wow. So have you had an inspirational teacher or two at the Prep while you've been there? It doesn't have to have been an English teacher, but one of your teachers or two of them?
Yeah, so actually on the flip side of that, English is my strength. I actually had a really difficult junior year with physics honors. So, I struggled through physics honors, and to be honest, in the beginning, I didn't love my teacher, but he was very strong on making kids that were struggling learn the concept fully, and he didn't give any outs. He didn't give any bonus points. He didn't give anything. It was what your grade was what your grade was, and I pushed really hard in that class. I met extra with him. I worked as hard as I possibly could to get a good grade in the class. And I actually ended up getting an A in the class, and that's something I'm really grateful for, just because if I hadn't put that work in to learn, I don't think I would have felt very good about that. And at the end of the year, I realized that that teacher taught me more than any other teacher had ever taught me, just because other teachers would help you out and give you some easy points on the side to get your grade up, but instead he made me work as hard as I possibly could for it, and that taught me so many different lessons, and that things aren't just given to you for free.
I think it's good to have a mixture of teachers when you're in high school or in college as well. What was his name, Rawson?
That's Mr. Fear from St. John's Prep.
Okay, great story. Another great story. Now you're going to Columbia. So what would your academic plans be there? I guess you're undecided at this particular point, but and I know it's early. You've got a lot on your plate, but have you thought what you might like to do after college?
I'm slightly interested in something with finance, so I'm not 100% sure yet, but finance definitely interests me.
All right. Well, I guess we've pretty much come to an end. Maybe I'd love to have you give a shout out maybe to somebody, you know, with your athletic connections that you've had at the prep and beyond the prep for your wrestling career, or even a family shout out or two. Who would you shout out to close it out, Rawson?
Okay, sounds good. Well, then I'd like to shout out Manny Costa from St. John's Prep for helping me so much from freshman year to now and getting me to the point where I am, as well as Matt Smith from Smitty's Wrestling Barn, who believed in me since I was in sixth grade, and more recently, Soban Nanvar from Be Well Black Barn Farm for, you know, honing my mental skills in wrestling and bringing me to where I am now, and also my family for just being my number one supporter since day one.
You know, when we meet up with somebody like yourself, Ross, and in your exceptional athletic career, I also do like to ask you what you do for training, you know, during the off season. I think while Manny Costa has you, you know, for the wrestling season at the high school, we kind of figured out what you're doing there from, you know, from the afternoons into the evenings or whatever and weekends. But tell me what other workouts you do physically to prepare for wrestling. And obviously you're doing some club teams as well, as you just noted.
Definitely. I think in the off season, I try, just like I'm in season, I try to fill every single day with an hour practice at least. So that's a pretty constant in my life. It doesn't really ever go away. But in the off season, I try to weight train as much as possible to get some extra muscle on me, because in the season I don't have time for lifting all too much, and then after much postseason and preseason I'm lifting almost every day to try to get as strong as possible. So in, you know, typical day in off season for right now, obviously like I said before, I'm going out to Columbia, but it would be, you know, morning lift and then an evening practice, you know, just so I can get that strength and keep my conditioning up.
Sounds great. Well, Rawson, it's so great being able to talk with you, check in with you. Have a great trip, safe trip to Columbia today, and thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. I really appreciate this, too.
Yep, Rawson Iwanicki from St. John's Prep, state champion wrestler, and so much more, as you can hear, here on MSO and Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month, here on MSONewsSports.com.